It's Ramadan when Muslims fast during the day. They celebrate at night with feasts and special TV programming. And this year in Pakistan, some of that programming's gone over the top. Here's the world's Nina Porzuki.
This past Sunday, TV host Amir Lakwat Hussein gave one couple the surprise of a lifetime.
Ye bhi ladki hai aur ladkiyon ko amuman zyada tar koode ghar mein fekki jane wali ladkiyan hoti hain.
Hear that crying in the background? Yes, it's a baby. Hussein handed the childless couple an abandoned baby girl to keep. He stunned the couple and the nation. Hussein's stunt is an extreme example of relatively new phenomenon, says Arif Rafiq. He studies Pakistani politics and trends for the Middle East Institute.
Pakistan has a booming private media, dozens of privately owned news channels and cable entertainment channels. And much of the content is religious. It's a religious society. And so what we see is a merging of religious sentiment as well as a budding form of commercialism and materialism and capitalism. And what we saw in that television program earlier this week was an ugly confluence of the two.
Meanwhile, while an apparently abandoned baby was doled out as a prize, an effort to stop the conception of unwanted babies caused another minor stir in Pakistani TV. The Pakistan Media Regulatory Agency banned a commercial for Josh condoms, saying it violated a code of conduct. The ad stars a 21-year-old supermodel, Matira Muhammad, as herself.
Supermodel Matira?
Matira!
Matira's beau in the commercial is the envy of the neighbors. They can't figure out why she's with him. The supermodel makes her average-looking guy a drink, she plays with his hair, she feeds him, all pretty tame by Western standards. Then, when the neighbor gets the average guy alone, he asks for his secret. Average guy flashes a smile and a Josh condom.
Imported Josh condoms. Classic or strawberry kebab up max pay.
So she is in many ways the Paris Hilton of Pakistan. You know, her identity, her association with the ad is what gave the ad a hyper-sexual connotation as opposed to what it should have been, which is a public service announcement that focused on a key public health issue.
The ad was funded by an international NGO. Rafiq says Pakistanis view this sort of funding with a little suspicion.
And it ties into this larger suspicion over the role of foreign governments in their country, whether it's through disbursements of aid, through more less direct ways, and also through more military activity and things like that, which are also not well received.
Some suspicions have been raised by a different kind of TV project that's funded by an anonymous donor. It's a new superhero cartoon that's actually debuting next month. The heroine is fast, she's fierce, she's wearing a burqa, she's the Burqa Avenger. Burqa Avenger was created by the Pakistani pop star known as Haroon. The Burqa Avenger is a mild-mannered teacher who wields her super weapons, some powerful pens and books, against the evil Baba Bandur.
The school has been shut down for good.
The cartoon is aimed at middle-class girls. The funding for it came anonymously, which troubles Rafiq a bit, but he says the cartoon's message is a positive one.
Well, I think the message is primarily to young Pakistani girls to say that, you know, they can do anything that they want, that they can be full and active citizens of their own country.
Wonder Woman, watch out. For The World, I'm Nina Porzuki.